Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview, sponsored by 1-800-DIALDJs.com and recorded live from the world's new media capital and hometown of actress Monica Raymond, star of Lie to Me, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Sunday, January 17th.
Bring it, I'll bring it.
Watch ABC Family's Bring It On-a-thon.
It is so on.
Then,
let's do this.
For the first time on television, a new ABC Family movie premiere event. Lena left everything she loved.
You're my true sister.
For a place where she doesn't fit in.
What's it like there?
The lifestyles of the rich and annoying.
Look around, Kat. You don't belong here.
Now, to take them on.
Mess with my squad and you mess with me.
You can fix us.
She'll bring her two worlds together.
How do they move their bodies like that?
Together, they'll find a new kind of spirit.
We could become a dream team.
You can do this.
Christina Milian.
Bring it.
Bring It On. Fight to the finish. Premiere Sunday, January 17th at 8, 7 Central. Only on ABC Family. A new kind of family.
Everything I know about cheerleading, I learned in high school. Well, duh. I know what you're thinking. But put another way, I know nothing about cheerleading. I didn't date any cheerleaders, barely even spoke to them. What would we have talked about anyway? But I must hasten to add, I did finish second in voting for prom king in my senior year, so it's not like I was completely on the outskirts of high school society. And actually, I do know a few things about cheerleaders. They work very hard to learn their routines and rhythms. And just by being cheerleaders, they're probably the most envied and scorned students in school. I also know that the Bring It On film franchise has been hugely successful, and the latest installment, Bring It On, Fight to the Finish, will air on ABC Family Channel this Sunday, January 17th at 8 p.m., following a six-hour Bring It On-a-thon that afternoon. Now, joining me to talk about the film is one of its stars, Christina Milian. Christina, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I'm doing lovely. Sounds like high school was a lot of fun for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I miss it terribly. I so envy my daughter being in high school now. It's just, oh, my God.
That's pretty funny.
Did you enjoy high school?
You know, I got to say it was pretty awkward for me. It wasn't the best experience for me either. A lot of people would think, based on probably my career, that it was probably, like, popular and all this kind of thing. No, it was nothing like that. So it was right down the middle. I enjoyed some moments of it, and then other moments I was like, why? Why do I deal with you people?
You know, you probably know this by now, but most people, no matter how popular or unpopular they were, feel that they were on the outside of whatever was going on in high school. No one feels part of what's going on. It's a strange thing to learn.
That's true. Even you find the people that you would think were popular, they actually didn't feel like they fit in. So I guess we all, it felt a little awkward in school.
Now, did you you had a career that started pretty young? Did that overlap with high school, or did you finish high school before you started, like, the Disney Movie Surfers, for example?
No, that definitely overlapped with high school. So I was right in between. I took a couple years I was in homeschooling, a couple years I did get to go to high school, and then of course, like, being that, of course, I was an actress and a singer and doing that stuff when I was so young, I didn't really get the time to do the activities that you would do most of the time in school, like being a cheerleader. So I find now that's probably why I've played a cheerleader so many times after the fact, because I didn't get to live that out. And I think this is probably the better way anyways, because I get to, like, with this Bring It On movie, actually get to do one full month of training that you would probably learn in 4 years of high school. I had to do, like, a full a full course in one month to learn everything to look like a professional. And so I think that's the great part of being more mature now and older now and getting to experience that now.
And do you keep in shape? I mean, before that 1 month of training, were you already in shape, or was it a little harder?
I definitely do like to work out, so I can say I was in shape. I wasn't working out as hard as I was for the movie. You know, I like to do, like, you know, run on a treadmill, get my iPod, and just kind of do like a casual version of keeping myself in shape. But for the movie, I had to do about I had to learn 20 routines in 1 month, 12 to 14 hours a day, and that included a warm up in the morning, jogging, sit ups, jumping jacks, squats in the morning for about 45 minutes, and then the rest of the day we were learning new stunts and dancing like crazy. It was a lot of work, but it definitely got my mind in shape and got me in shape too, physically.
Well, I don't want to sound like a really bad old man, but I have to say, from the little clip I saw, your outfit, your little bare midriff there, you look like you're in incredibly good shape. I mean, you look like you could kick my ass if the Disney folks will pardon my use of the word ass.
It's okay. I'll have to keep that in mind when I'm getting ready for some big action flick.
You look like you could definitely handle the work in an action flick. There was no,
oh, yeah.
There was no question. Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. So you started your career as one of the Disney Channel's Movie Surfers kids, and I've seen a lot of those segments over the years, was now a teenager. So here's what I want to know. What would Christina Milian, cub reporter for Movie Surfers, want to know most from Christina Milian, movie star?
Oh, my God. Really? That's a good one. I think the biggest question I asked when I was doing that show was, did you have fun? So I probably asked myself, as Christina, at the time it was Tina Flores on the Movie Surfers, she would ask me, did you have fun? And I can say, for throughout my career and through making this movie, yeah, I've had a great time. I especially enjoyed this one because I got to almost live out life all over again and as a high school student. And I think just my career, I've always enjoyed just entertaining and trying new things. So that's one of the joys of being an actress, is the challenge of trying something new and becoming someone else. And it's great to be able to live that out.
What, as you look back on the Movie Surfers experience, is there any question that you had to ask, or that you did ask, that you look back and you go, oh my God, I'm so humiliated that I said that?
I think probably the biggest part of humiliation for back then is how high-pitched my voice was and how excited I was about every single moment and every single second and every single question. It was like a high-pitched, high-energy kind of feeling, but it's pretty cute because you got to admit, when you got kids like age 5 to, you know, even like 14, 15, you know, they want to feel the enthusiasm. So I was pretty excited in everything that I did. And I think it's carried on to probably how youthful I am even now.
Oh, hell, you were so, there I go again. You were so adorable doing that
Thank
stuff.
You.
I mean, that was fun.
Lot of fun.
So tell our listeners a little about the plot of Fight to the Finish. How is this one different than others in the series?
Than the rest of them? Well, the plot for this one, it's very, a lot more, it's multicultural, as I say, a little bit more in the fact that this is my character is Latina. She grows up in East LA, and she knows her stuff. That's where she's from. Her girlfriends are there. Her squad is there, and they're really intense. And there's a lot of Latin and hip-hop infused choreography in this one. And I think that's what stands out on this one. You know, it was just way more intense when it came to the choreography. So I think that's why we made, at least the choreographer and everybody else wanted to make sure it stood out, was how hard we worked on it and made sure that it was a reflection of that was in the movie. So I think that's what makes this one different. And plot-wise, I think also just the relationship of just seeing this young Latina girl who's just really feisty. Usually it's kind of like the victim. My character is kind of more of a victim in the other Bring It On movies, kind of in a way. But this girl is just a little bit more fiery, so she doesn't put up with any of that stuff from the beginning. So I think that's what I love about her. She just carries that on throughout the movie.
Now she's got some serious stuff going on in her personal life during this film. She's been relocated, and I'm guessing she's probably not real happy about that.
Yeah, she's definitely not happy because she moves from East LA out to Malibu because her mom marries a wealthy businessman who lives in Malibu, and she's got a stepsister now too, and her stepsister's like this kind of like goofy square, she would probably say, kind of girl, and it's just not her style. So she has to transform, like, this whole, when she goes to the new high school and isn't really into the squad because they're not very good, and somehow ends up on the squad and end up being the cheer captain, and she has to kind of transform their style into something good and make them a good team, and she kind of puts her old East LA team together with her new team to form a dream team. So she has some really clever ideas, and she has to work through some intense problems that, you know, some of the girls, the bullies of the school put her through, but she works her way through it.
Can you, you know, now you've finished this, and I know this one was actually released theatrically, and it's making its a TV premiere this Sunday. Could you do more of these, or are you, you know, you want to move on from this?
I would love to do more. You know, I had an awesome time just shooting the film, and I've had a lot of great response from girls and people who have seen the movie on DVD, and I've done movies like this before, and I've always loved doing it. I think it's a great strong influence on you know, on young women, and also it's just fun. I think any kind of opportunity to do things like this, it's like, why not take it?
Hmm. Now, you mentioned that that your movie surfer self would have asked, you know, was it fun to do this? But what I'm wondering is, was it a fun set, or I hope this isn't the case, was it a very catty place to be with so many young
women? Oh, no, not at all. Nothing about it was catty. We had a great time. We were partying it up every time they said cut. every weekend we were partying together. We were hanging out. I had my birthday. There were a couple birthday celebrations while shooting the movie, and we would all surprise each other with cakes and makeup routines for each other. It was actually it was so cool. I wish that every movie that I did was exactly like that.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And you've been featured in a lot of familiar films. Be Cool with John Travolta and Ghost mm-hmm. of Girlfriend's Past with Matthew McConaughey. What do you have coming up? What are you working on now?
Well, currently I've been on break for a little while, but I'm going back in the studio to work on my next album, and that'll probably come out more towards the end of the year. And I'm taking my head back in the books to read some new scripts, and by this summer I'm hoping to you know, get into my next movie or TV show or something fun. There's got to be something fun out there. So yeah, break time is going to be up in about half a second, and you'll see me again on TV or in a movie theater.
And you, this will be your fourth album. I read a little about this. What will be different from this than the previous ones?
I think what makes this one different, I'd say in the last couple of years, there has been so much more that I've had to experience that's even great for me as an actress as well. Just more real life adult kind of things that I've learned, and I've grown more into my femininity and probably my emotions and all that kind of stuff. Just really learning about that stuff. So I think it'll be a reflection of that, more so. And of course it'll still be youthful and fun, 'cause I can't let that go. I'm still a big goofball, and I still love to dance and be in the club. So it won't be that far off, but the style will be different, and, you know, I'm definitely going to check out what's out there right now and kind of find some inspiration.
I hope it won't be as mature as, say, Janet Jackson's most recent album or two.
No, it won't be that mature. I'm still big.
Oh, good. good. All right, look, last question. I know you have to get going, but I got to ask you this, and I keep coming back to this, I guess, but have you been on a set yet as an actress where someone has said, hey, you interviewed me for Movie Surfers?
Funny. Gosh. No, but usually I'm the one that kind of remembers, like, later on. I'm like, wow, you know, like, I'll see somebody like a Charlize Theron, and I'll look at her like, wow, she's so amazing. I've never met her before. And then all of a sudden I remember, I'm like, yes, I did for what, oh gosh, not even Georgia the Jungle. I can't even remember which movie it was. It was a Disney movie, but there's so many actors that I realized as a kid that I actually got to interview at the age of like 14, 15 years old. And yeah, it's crazy at that age to have met them. But so far, nobody's really like pointed me out and said, hey, you're that kid at, you know, that asked me that stupid question. That really silly question. Just kidding. No,
I understand. I understand. Well, folks, listen, you can catch the latest in the Bring It On film series, Fight to the Finish, this Sunday, January 17th at 8 p.m. on ABC Family Channel. It follows a six-hour Bring It On-a-thon that starts at 2 p.m. You can also order the film on DVD at MrMedia.com. And Christina, I appreciate you coming on today, and think about coming back when your new album's released. We'd love to have you.
I will. Thanks for having me on.
All right, continued good luck. Good to talk to you.
Same to you.
Bye-bye. And folks, for more interviews with your favorite ABC Family stars, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with the stars of Make It or Break It, The Secret Life of the American Teenager, and many more. And subscribe to Mr. Media, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman or facebook.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with me right here on Mr. Media. Thanks.